Hello. Oh my word, I am massive on the screen. Don't panic, I am not taking over the whole screen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me resize that down for you. That was bizarre. That was huge, yeah. Doodly doodly do. Anyway, guys, welcome along to TC Talks. It's good to be back. It's been a little while since I've been on, or it feels like it's been a little while since I've been on one of these podcasty bits. Yes, Jay, we've got an empty box. I think we should confront the elephant in the room, or the elephant who's not in the room. There's just the three of us this week. We apologize unreservedly that you get to look at our faces.
Unless you listen on any podcast medium, which you hear our beautiful voices.
Well, this is it. Yeah, if you're on a podcast medium, you're not going to care, because quite frankly, you will just hear the three of us talking, and you won't be worried about the fourth person not in the corner. You know,
I think we should have put a little black and white picture of him with a little candle gif.
This is true. We should have, shouldn't we? I mean, I can sort that out, but I just feel that that'd be wasted time. But guys, we are here for TC Talks to talk TC. And it, not only is it a very, very interesting time at Thumb Culture headquarters currently, it's been a interesting week when it comes to gaming. So I'm not even going to talk to Stu about what he's been playing this week, because I will tell you, he has been playing World of Warcraft.
Yep.
That's it. Like a
that's
beast.
That's all you need to know.
That's all. Modern gaming.
I know.
You know, he has literally just been playing World of Warcraft.
Yep.
So, Jay, what have you been playing? Anything? Nothing? Something?
Lots.
Lots.
I did a big charity event at the weekend. Big gaming charity event.
You did.
of particular note, I finished Ratchet and Clank, ready for the new one on the PlayStation 4. I completed Minecraft Dungeons, which I've been playing with the wife. That's really fun. That's like a fun little multiplayer light Diablo. Quite a fun little game, that. Really fun, actually. We're gonna look at grabbing, I think there's like a £10 DLC pack that has loads more stuff in it, so we're tempted to grab that. The main game is on one of our favourite systems called Game Pass.
Game Pass. Oh, yeah.
DLC pack for it as well, which they don't tend
to. Which I've not been happy about.
Oh, God. what I feel like we might have to dive into this.
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed. You know, I saw Twitter going, EA Play coming 10th of November. I'm like, oh, lovely. Excellent. Just Xbox, not PC until December.
You literally couldn't be more Welsh then, by the way. I mean, I know that's like, you know, obvious because, you know, you're Welsh, but you're like...
But when I get angry, I get into my Welsh. So I was not pleased with Game Pass this week.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm a bit disappointed with that. But I've got EA Play on the PC, so I'm not missing out.
I think their focus is the launch, isn't it? The new Xbox.
Yeah.
So they're just focusing on that, but then it'll all sort of be even playing field again, I suppose.
Yeah.
As well. Same date, 10th of November, and in December. Right?
But have you seen what they are doing for people who own EA Play? They're allowing you to trade in your EA Play membership on a 3-to-1 ratio. So effectively,
yeah,
if you
a
have
message about that,
So if you have 3 months of EA Play, they're giving you 1 month of Game Pass Ultimate.
Yeah, because EA Play is only like, I could be wrong, but it's like £20 a year, isn't it? Yeah. Whereas Game Pass technically is £10 a month or whatever.
It's £3.99 a month.
$3.99 a month.
And then the premium is $9.99, I think. They're like a bigger pack.
Premium, I think, is like a bit more, I think. Or am I thinking? I can't remember, to be honest. 50.
Because I know I paid like £80 a year for the premium.
Yeah.
So, but still though, that's pretty good for trading. You know, you don't, nobody does that. Basically, most companies are like, oh, well, you lost it.
Yeah, yeah, you tend to lose out, don't you? And they did the same when Game Pass Ultimate first came about for console. You, that includes Xbox Gold, the Xbox Live Gold. And they did a similar thing where it just sort of converted and you didn't have to worry. So they do tend to be quite fair with it.
Yeah.
There's some unfair stuff they do, which they need to sort out. But I think on that side, they tend to be pretty good.
I think that's the thing, though, isn't it? Is they're obviously coming across as being this fair company who are willing to help out everybody make the transition. Yeah.
They still have some bad stuff.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. But then you know, like, who doesn't?
Yeah, it amuses me because there was all these rumors and all this. It's probably more fan speculation than rumors that they were going to get rid of the paid to play multiplayer Xbox Live element.
Yeah.
And it was kind of just going to get wrapped up and kind of forgotten about. But they didn't, which is fine. You know, it's there. I don't think many people have a problem with that. But you still need that to play free games. Free-to-play games. That's stupid.
Yeah. There are a few free-to-play games, isn't there? You know, there are a few that like don't Warzone need it.
Yeah, I mean, there are the odd exceptions, but there's enough that make you think.
Yeah, like Activision go, hey, you can have Warzone for free. And people are like, oh, goody, I'm going to try this game out for free. Oh, but don't forget, you still need to pay your subscription to play it online.
Rubbish. That's just nonsense, isn't it? But anyway.
Yeah, it is. It is really, isn't it? It's if the game's free to play, let's just let people play it.
Yeah. Because they'll get a little cut of all the little... People buy the skins and all that, and Microsoft will take whatever their 10, 20, 30%, whatever it is they take on that. So,
yeah, they're 10, 20, 90.
Yeah, 99.
Yeah, they're 10, 20,
just,
all of
they'll
it.
They'll just
you
buy
know.
Activision knowing then.
Oh, God. Don't. It doesn't even bear thinking about that kind of thing. It would not be good. Stu, what have you been playing? Obviously, we know.
Yeah, World of Warcraft I went back into, mainly for the run-up for the new expansion, Shadowlands. Few TC members have also got back into it as well. So we all kind of made a little guild, which is quite good. And I'm leveling my little character up. Yeah, that's all I've been basically playing when I've been dipping into. It's one of those games that if I got 40 minutes, you could do stuff without doing much, and then go and do your food or do whatever. It's not too bad to pick up. You know, you can't sit down for hours. You got a little bit longer than 5 minutes.
You can't sit down for hours. This is coming from the person that's like leveled up like 60 levels in the last week.
Yeah,
now I don't know how difficult, but I don't know how difficult it is to level up in World of Warcraft. I've only just started it, and I think I'm like level 10. But you're like level 80, and if it gets the same as like how you would normally level up in a video game, it obviously gets progressively more difficult.
Yes and no. The way I've been doing it is basically I've only done quests to level 15. Since level 15 to 86, I'd be dungeon running. And by dungeon running, look, your power level. Some one dungeon runs, I can get 5 levels in. Depends how low I am to the other people.
So basically, you've just been mooching off of everybody else.
As long as I kept them all alive, because I'm a healer, nobody complains.
Is that guild you've mentioned something that the random folk listening can join?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, coming to our Discord, we've got a little WoW channel, dedicated little WoW channel. We discuss a little bit. But yeah, they are part of the TC team, set it up. And yeah, we are building towards the next expansion to do a lot of dungeons and raids and stuff, hopefully as a guild. That's our plan. So yes, anybody listen, come and join us.
Yeah, that's another game where like the whole $9.99 a month thing.
Yeah,
it's just like
it is it's hard to justify, if especially if you're new to it. Obviously, I was there right at the beginning, so I know how addicted, and I know I'll get my £10 worth, if you know what I mean. If you get new to it, it might be, especially nowadays with all the other games you got to play, and graphically, don't look at that game graphically at all.
Like, it's, do you know, not... I'm actually not overly disappointed with the graphics in it.
No, it's not bad, is it?
I think they're okay.
It's the style of it, which it's kind of helps it.
I mean, it does help that it's like 13 years old or something.
Yeah, it came out in 2004, November 2004. I was actually a beta player for it. So yeah, I've been in it for a little while, but I have taken a few years off. But it's just one of those games that it is addictive.
Now he's so hooked, Jay, that he's forgetting about the reviews that he's got to write.
I know.
One of my biggest problems Shocking. With World of Warcraft is that we don't have Warcraft 4.
Do you know what? Always, when World of Warcraft came out, it was a kind of, to me, an odd choice, because Diablo seemed like the better choice for an MMO.
Yeah,
Warcraft was an RTS, and then it became an MMO, which was a bit weird, but the story, I guess it was there for the story, because the story is pretty.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, yeah, the Warcraft stories are brilliant. I mean, Warcraft 3 is really good.
Yeah.
Even if it is just the exact same story as StarCraft. But it's really good, and there's a lot of characters and lore there that it does make sense for an MMO. But
yeah,
I would like Warcraft 4, please, Blizzard.
Yeah, so Blizzard, we love your game loader. Yes. Can't recall it, Game Pass. So give us Warcraft 4.
Yeah, Warcraft 4, please.
Yeah, because Jay wants it.
Yes, please.
And us here at Thumb Culture, we like to give our writers what they ask for. I find it's the only way to make sure that they do as they're told.
They do their job.
Yeah. Apart from Stu, I often try and give him what he wants, but often what he wants isn't what I want.
Yeah.
Every review he's ever written just turns out to be talking about World of Warcraft, no matter what it is.
Yeah, pretty much. I've just added a GIF for Jason's screen, by the way, if you care to see.
Let me refresh the old. Oh, there
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, there he is.
As our boy,
there's Jason Jew.
You need to put the little mask on it as well.
I'm doing it here. It's not my first time I've added a picture to something, you know.
While live streaming,
yeah, exactly.
I've been doing some Pokemon streams of late, various forms of Pokemon.
There you go.
And I just had a gap on my scene that I didn't like, so I just put a picture of Pikachu dancing.
Oh, is that down the bottom left on your on your scene? Yeah,
so it's just like, why not? Because I've got nothing else to put there.
When I fell asleep watching you.
Yeah, you're not a Pokemon man, are you?
Do you know what? It was just more because I'd just finished like my night shift and what have you, and you know, I laid down, had you on my iPad next to me, put my arm around it. Yeah, just drifted off listening to you running around that poxy hotel.
Ooh, that's a long time ago. I'm past that section.
Oh, I can imagine. But so anyway, let's check out some news for the listeners. It's been a funny old couple of weeks, really.
Yeah.
You know, breaking news, the rock legend himself, Eddie Van Halen, has passed away.
Yeah, sad times.
It is. But let's move on to happier news. Stu, what have you got for us this week?
And is it...
I was going to say, I don't think I got much happy news. A little tidbit I just saw just before we start the stream. Activision Blizzard, as we were talking to them, they've closed their France office, which is quite interesting.
Right.
It's from Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
I don't know how good they are. They've been actually slated recently for something they published, didn't they? What was it? Wasn't it the shortage of PS5 rumor that was flying around?
Whole chipset rumor thing and what have you.
Yeah, I want to say they're the ones who kicked it off.
Yeah, they had some inside reports, and while Sony denied it, they didn't deny all of it. they just denied a very specific part of it. So I'm sure there's some truth there somewhere, to be fair to Bloomberg. But they're meant to be pretty good. I don't know.
Reading this, basically, they're just downsizing their operations abroad, bringing some jobs back to the US and into London office as well. So, that's sad, people losing their jobs. But I know Activision Blizzard from me in my WoW days. France used to be the place where I had a support ticket. That's usually where they used to go to.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a nostalgic feel to that one.
I think the thing with somewhere like Bloomberg is obviously you've got a question there. Sources.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's the thing. You have to question their sources to see where they're actually getting all of their information from, because they must have so many different sources to go through and to listen to and everything like that. That some of the stories that they get fed must be absolute tosh.
Yes. Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
You would imagine they'd have to have some element of confidence for them to write about it, though.
Yeah, but also at the same time, would you not think that if someone came to you and was like, oh, I've heard from an insider that these PlayStations run hot, this chipset.
For that example, they had about 5 or 6 people that they knew that they kept anonymous that told them this information, so they were sort of trusted sources to them.
Well, that's what I mean. They must have so many sources. You don't know where these sources get their information from as well. I think it's why I always, I never like to believe anything unless it comes direct from, direct from the actual manufacturer.
Yeah, there's certain leaks that you can see, oh, that's genuine. A lot of the time certain games get leaked and you think, well, it has to be real because there's no way some fan has made this entire trailer that looks just like the game that's supposedly leaked. But there's other things that are, it's up to you.
Other things in play here.
Yes. The other one, not looking brilliant for Nvidia this year. Obviously there's been problems with a couple of their cards,
just a few problems.
The only ones that actually apparently are good to go is Founder Editions and anything made by Asus. That's it. All the rest, I think I saw the other day Zotac has had a 50%
they've re-released return,
they re-released a new lot, have they?
So why have they,
I believe RMAs
so it's to do with cheap
transistors or capacitors.
It was one or the other. Whereas Asus uses a very specific type, which is a bit more tougher. Tough series, TUF series use them, and Strikes and stuff like that, so their premium cards use them. And they are actually running better than Founders, which is good. That's what you kind of want.
That's what you want,
But the only next best one is Founders. All the other ones like EVGA, Zotac, all the other guys, there's so many RMAs on them.
Yeah,
because of the capacity, slamming them out, and obviously
not that you can get them.
Yeah, well, today now they've just said that basically you ain't gonna see them this side of Christmas. By the looks of the 3080s or 3090s, even the 3070s are looking.
Well, that's been delayed as well, hasn't it? The 3070s. Yes.
November was it? Did I see?
Yeah, they were supposed to be like the 24th of October.
October,
but now they've been put back to like middle of November. So.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I'm feeling pretty good about my decision not to get involved in the pre-order.
Yes, probably a good time. Probably you might just wait till maybe Easter.
Do you know what? I'm going to wait until my card starts like not running everything at full anyway.
Yeah, a little bit, but it'd just be nice to have a new card.
But I've got a 2080.
Yeah, you got a 2080. There's the absolute fine.
You know, you're running on the 10 series.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm doing an upgrade.
Well, that's it. I think that's the thing. If I was on my old 1070 that I used to have, I'd probably be a bit more like, must get one. But you know, I'm on a 2080, and it runs anything that I throw at it. Barely goes above like 50% utilization, apart from if I play Flight Sim.
Yeah, I mean, that's just Flight Sim. That's the
exactly
system, isn't it? So
it's the risk of being an early adopter, though, isn't it? I think anyone who's willing to pre-order any form of technology, not just for gaming or whatever, but any form of technology, you know, as a consumer, you run the risk that this is the first batch. There could be problems.
Obviously,
you don't want to have that. And
no, I think
I think I've more or less pre-ordered most of my things that I own, and very rarely have I had an issue. But
yeah,
it's kind of part of the gamble you take until things settle down in the manufacturing process and things.
Yeah, and obviously things get refined as well, don't they? So,
yeah.
You know, but I am looking forward to the PlayStation 5 dropping in through my ceiling.
PS5 ordered, I've got the Xbox ordered, the phone I got this year was pre-ordered, so you know, everything I tend to get day one, but it's always in the back of my mind that, oh well, I've got this new Xbox, what if there's an issue that they've not discovered with one of the chips, or something like that. Just kind of part of the risk, isn't it,
really? Well, that's it. But you know, the latest is that with regards to the PlayStation 5, that it runs quiet and it runs cool.
Yeah.
You know, apparently it's super quiet. We'll wait and see until Call of Duty comes out.
Yeah, I think both machines have been praised by the people that have hands-on for being quiet, cool, and running well. So yeah, it does bode well. The only question I have is the very weird hands-on that Sony have been doing with it, because it was very, very weirdly controlled.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Velocity 2K has redeemed Hydrate. Have you all got drinks?
I do.
Unfortunately, Pikachu is losing his hydration.
I've got one over there. I can bring it over. I can drink some. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, drink some at your lava lamp. Squash. There you go. The PS5 release thing is very strange. Like, you get this hands-on with Jeff Keighley, and it's not really a hands-on with the DualSense as such. It's just basically him demoing Astro's thingy.
I get a feeling they're not ready.
No, I've said the same. It feels like they weren't necessarily planning on releasing the console this year until Xbox said last year, is the new Xbox, and they've kind of had to adapt to the situation because they are competitors at the end of the day.
That's it.
But it feels like if you look at the embargoed stuff as part of a bunch of Japanese YouTubers got access to the PlayStation. They weren't allowed to take the protective film off it. They weren't allowed to put anything near it.
That's the best bit, right?
They weren't allowed to put anything near it to take photos, except for the controller. So they couldn't put a can or anything next to it to give you size ideas. They showed off an interesting selection of games that are all launch games, but they weren't Spider-Man or Demon's Souls or anything like that.
Right, yeah.
They weren't shown the UI or the OS. They were literally just, it was already in a game when they could see it. So it was very weird. It was like...
That is very strange.
Very restricted. I presume... I mean, it's all silly stuff. Like, it's got, you know, a glossy plastic black part to it. They probably just didn't want fingerprints on it for any photos.
Yeah. But just... And like the UI, they probably didn't want, you know... They did the whole debacle about the hard drive space. That's probably why they didn't want that to be sorted.
But then you look in the opposite camp, like, say, they're competing with Xbox, of course. Microsoft are just sending people Xboxes and go, there you go.
Yeah.
Again, yeah. There are certain things embargoed, like they are on a preview build of the OS. There's certain games they're allowed to play, but those certain
Seriously,
games are like...
kind of see the OS on... there's a Reddit thread called Windows Insiders. Yes. Oh, Xbox, yeah. Or one of them. And it basically looks like what it's going to be like anyway. So
yeah, there are a few secrets apparently that... there's. I think it's only basic stuff, like you can't really have animated backgrounds at the moment because it eats into your RAM, whereas on the new one you can. Little things like that, nothing particularly exciting, but those things I think are still kind of secret. But ultimately, yeah, you can see the OS, you can see people running games, you can see they literally have sent these to people's homes. Very uncontrolled, except for their drip feeding the software they're allowed access to. But it's like it's just night and day between the two approaches.
It's very and peculiar. It's
next month they're both out.
Well, this is it, isn't it?
Don't really know what I mean. I'm getting a PS5.
Yep.
I know ultimately I'll get a lot of entertainment out of it. I'll be happy. I've got a nice machine that plays these games. That's the primary thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm spending £450 and it would be kind of nice to see what else it does.
Do you know, it'd be nice to know what you're getting for your money instead of this great big machine.
Yeah.
Because really, that's the only guarantee that you know at the moment is it's a big mofo.
It's a big machine and I can play Demon's Souls and Spider-Man on it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's good. You know, I'm looking forward to those. But it would be nice to know what else I'm getting from
Exactly. Velocity in the chat has, in addition to what we've been saying, has said it is in Australia. It's very weird because it's all different release times now. And he's basically said about Xbox is getting NBA 2K21 2 days early. I think that's more to do with the fact that the release dates for the consoles.
Yeah, I think you're lucky in Australia because we get it a week later.
I was going to say, they're included in the first run of console releases, aren't they? They said it's some games coming to coming on a PS4, people will get to play them on PS5. I think that's one of the issues when you're releasing games across so many different platforms. I had an email today about the trailer for NBA 2K15. 2K21 on the PlayStation 5. I don't know how I got 15 time and 21 travel. Mixed up. Yeah, I just went back in time for a moment there. And they've actually built the NBA 2K engine from scratch.
Yeah.
Again, for the next generation.
Ports, is it?
It's not.
It's a brand new game, really, even though it has the same name.
Yeah, exactly. So that's pretty good. I know there was a picture of Stephen Curry on the email that I got, and it did look very, very good.
I've heard it's really nice looking. I've heard it looks nice if you pause it, but the animations are still old and janky. But
they've just used animations from like yesteryear, but just gone. Yeah, but you can see all of the sweat.
I've heard it looks nice. But
there's some games coming for it. Obviously, Spider-Man looks fantastic. Even the remaster / remake of the old Spider-Man, obviously taking out the face change.
It's just weird.
Weird. I mean, I don't get the thought process behind that. But there are some games that look great. It'll be interesting to see Ratchet and Clank in action. Yeah. Properly, as opposed to just on a YouTube video. And then I'm intrigued by Destruction All-Stars.
I was until I saw the price.
Well, it's probably a full price, isn't it?
Interest. Yeah, it's £70.
Yeah, but you know, I'll see what I can do from the
freebie model.
Well, yeah, that's it. I can't say that I'll spend a lot of time in Astro's Bot Rescue or whatever it's called. I'll spend enough time in there as it takes to download and install whatever other games I choose. Really. But you know, a week before the PlayStation 5 is released, I will be having my Xbox Series S.
Yeah. Which I'm super looking forward to.
It is the Dire Xbox. I'm really looking forward to getting it. I have to admit, I'm really looking forward to seeing how it performs in comparison to like a 1X.
Yeah. I think, again, judging by all the reactions to the SSD and things like that, it seems like it's nippy. Loading some games up in seconds and things, which is impressive.
Yeah, but that's kind of what the this new generation's main thing has always been, isn't it? Getting you into the action quicker.
One of the things that I like on the Xbox side is they're introducing pre-downloading games you don't own. So if you're thinking about getting some games on launch that perhaps you're undecided, or maybe you're waiting for them to hit Game Pass or something like that, you can pre-install them even though you don't own them. Almost like when you pre-order, you can download. You don't have to even own them. Yeah. So you can... Like, Medium's one of the games hitting Xbox that I'm quite looking forward to. Potentially, I can get that downloaded now, so when the Xbox lands, I don't have to wait for hours for it to download. It's just there. So it's kind of pre-installed for stuff you don't own yet, which is neat.
Yeah, yeah. Count Coggins from Jay's family of followers has put, I understand that a lot of money is to be spent into games now and that they want to make a profit, but when do we as consumers start to decide when games are getting too expensive? £70 a new game is real expensive. I don't think you are going to ever come across anybody that goes, yeah, I'm all right with spending 70 quid on a game.
I probably have less of an issue. I've said this before. I probably have less of an issue if that was the whole game.
Yeah, and that included like a season pass type thing, so that
three different versions now.
Yeah. But like, if you paid 70 quid for, say, Watch Dogs Legions,
yeah,
and you got all future DLC guaranteed, and the only difference in the other versions was like a figurine or a book. You've gone blurry, by the way, Jay. Just to let you know. Rather than it being like, you know, buy this version and you get X amount of starting points and so much XP and this special weapon that's OP and things like that. Yeah. I think if it was £70 for the game, and then if you wanted to get the collector's edition with steelbook, art manual, a pin badge or whatever, then great. But it's never going to be that way. I mean, it is about time we had a significant increase in game prices. Doesn't mean that I don't think £70 is expensive. All three of us are in a fortunate position where, I mean, I know, Jay, you spend a lot of money on games. I don't often spend a lot of money on games anymore because of doing this, the review site. And I'm hoping that continues through the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series S and Series X for those that are getting it.
My issue is I think you're right that, we've not had a price increase in games in X amount of time.
It's a big increase in one go, though.
But all of these companies are also constantly reporting record profit, crunch for developers, all these suits getting massive bonuses. So it's not like they're little EA is struggling. They're struggling unless they put their games up to 70 quid. Poor little EA, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Activision haven't sold any copies of Call of Duty. They're going to have to put their game prices up to 70 quid.
I think it's an excuse from the big publishers to say, well, games haven't gone up in so long and they're expensive to make. And I accept they haven't gone up and they're expensive to make, but you also sell exactly, a bajillion of them and roll around in your piles of money like Scrooge McDuck. Well,
I mean, the thing is with the amount of lawsuits and things that are coming out now, I mean, obviously the profits and stuff aren't going to be as high.
True. I'm going to pay all the lawyers.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'll be interesting in terms of game costs, how they drop in sales. Like, are we going to see like £70 for a new game and then like 50% cuts for sales? Or is it going to be like, remember when you always used to see that, you know, this game, $49.99 in a sale, $49.98. You know, that kind of stupidity. I don't know. Does, Stu, from a PCMR kind of perspective, how does this pricing seem to you?
I've seen over the last 3-4 years an increase in PC game prices anyway. They used to retail about between 30 and 40, should we say.
I was going to say, I never used to see like a PC game above 30 quid for a new release.
Not often. Sometimes, and I'm talking like you get your cards, which are about 35, 37. But most games are around about that £30 mark. I've always had a rule, no more than £30. Because last few years before that, it used to be £30. The last, certainly last 2 years, 3 years, I mean, for example, if you go on Steam right now, Red Dead Redemption 2 is $54.99.
Yes, silly that. Jay's that eyes almost popped out of his head then.
Madness. All right. Again, like if you look around, I guess this is where the bonus comes in with PC. You go to sites like CD Keys, all those sort of resellers. You can find stuff cheaper if you wanted to.
Yeah. But you also have to think as well that PC online gaming is free.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, it's you're not really enticing people to spend the money on a PC. Because I think the problem when you look at when you're looking at a PC and you're looking at PC games and you're trying to convince someone to buy a PC, their main thing is that, well, it costs so much to upgrade. And it was always the counter argument that, yeah, but games are so much cheaper.
Yeah, now it's...
That counter argument is no longer there.
Yeah. And Scorpio, Game on Scorpio in chat, and I was going to mention this earlier, the alpha or early access of Baldur's Gate 3 came out, and that's $49.99 for an early access
game. Yeah. Didn't Craig say he was about to drop $80 on it?
He was going to actually do it, because fans are going to pay it. Fans are always going to pay the money. If they're hardcore fans, they will pay money. I understand that, but that, it's bonkers.
To be fair,
especially for the access game,
$80 is only 46 quid, so he's saving a bit of money there.
Ooh, save a couple. let's get Craig a couple of copies.
Yeah, exactly. Let's all change our Steam location to Canada.
The thing with PC,
you're blurry again, by the way.
I keep rolling back. The thing with PC is, games, when they went digital, they went cheap.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is the whole point of digital. Yeah. That was the whole reason for Steam. And like you say, Stuart, it's bled out into all these different places you can buy games. Consoles still have their horrible little ecosystems where Microsoft or Sony can go, this game's 70 quid.
Yeah.
Digital, but it's 70 quid.
Recently, in the past year, with Epic Store, for example, their exclusives are to their launcher, and you can't even get them on CD Keys and stuff. So you can see this little snippet of it being similar to what consoles are now, where they are in their little ecosystem almost.
Mm-hmm. The console ecosystem is horrendous, though.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going digital only in the next generation in this thing. I've got my digital only PlayStation ordered. I've got my digital only Xbox Series S and you know, I've got my digital only PC. But I know full well I'm going to play over and above for my PlayStation games in particular. The difference is obviously Sony have confirmed that game sharing and console accounts and stuff will still operate in the same way they have done for PlayStation 4. So whereas, yes, it may cost me, currently it may cost me £60 for a digital game, it's actually only £30 between myself and the person who I game share with.
Yeah, that's a good thing, especially if you've got a mate who's also gaming, you can split the cost. Yeah. Does Xbox do that? I've seen some sort of family
thing.
Yeah,
they do a similar one, yeah.
Yeah,
and same, is that for PC same. As well, or is it just for the console?
I'm not sure about PC, but certainly on the Xbox, it works exactly the same between Sony and Xbox with that. You almost set one to be your home one, and that's your mates, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So any games they buy are in your queue, and any games you buy are in their queue, and it almost just treats it as one catalogue of games.
Yeah.
Xbox, I think, has a slight difference because it has the family set up as well.
Yeah, because so, I've seen that for PC, and I wondered if it worked the same for PC. I don't know.
Yeah, so I think, for example, if my wife logs in to either Xbox or the PC or whatever, she can access everything because I'm the one with Game Pass and things like that. Yeah. So
I think it's going to add up to the family, I guess.
Yeah, so it has that extra bit that Sony doesn't have. But I think that's a symptom of the Xbox being bigger than just the console these days.
Yeah. Shinobi Nando's just dropped into the chat. How you doing? Welcome into TC Talks catch up. PlayStation kind of have a similar one in terms that if my, because obviously my friend's account is set as my primary console. So technically that's my home console. So I can share his PlayStation Plus across any account on my console, and the games are all shared obviously in the same kind of way. So I think they do operate in pretty similar ways. And obviously that will hopefully carry on with the next generation of consoles, which will help bring those digital prices down. I mean, my Xbox Series S is a Game Pass machine. Basically.
That's fair.
You know, I am not going to be buying any Xbox games to play on it because I'll play them on my PC.
I mean, you don't need to because it'd just be on Game Pass day one. Especially first party stuff.
Yeah, so, there is that.
Yeah, I was just reading today, actually. It's come from, you know, how ratings boards have to publish what's been rated and some people find elite games and stuff. Looks like the Xbox Series, so S and X, are getting an Arcane Studios bundle, so you get all the Dishonored games, Wolfenstein and the Prey games, all with judging by this rating board, all with some like next gen ray tracing and all that business is a nice
very
bundle.
Nice.
And because Microsoft own ZeniMax now, or you know, in the process of buying them, just gonna land on Game Pass, isn't it? And you'll get a nice
We assume that they're all going to come to Game Pass.
They've said they will.
I mean, they might, but they might do what they've done with the whole Doom Eternal.
That's on Game Pass.
It is, but only for consoles.
Only an Xbox, only console.
That's what I've got.
And on PC, so I don't want to know.
Yeah, but the poor old Welsh guy.
It's time to buy an Xbox, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And remember, if you could use your keyboard and mouse on all games.
Hey. If I could, if it went 100% every game, don't matter what it is, keep it honest, I'd happily buy one.
See? Shinobi Nando said, Dishonored 2 and Fallout are already on there. The Man Mountain Designs has put not with fancy ray tracing.
Yeah. This is like a specifically an upgraded set of games. To be honest, no, Microsoft, they'll just patch it into the other ones anyway, to be fair.
Yeah, they'll just do like an ultra textures patch.
Yeah, it'll just because they usually just patch it, to be fair, but it does show that they're committed to the games that Bethesda have put out. And
yeah, they're almost not just buying them, they're actually looking at maybe developing them slightly and giving them a few bells and whistles.
Yeah, because my understanding, and I could be wrong, but my understanding is while games like Dishonored have always been highly rated and praised, they've never done particularly well.
No, they
never,
haven't,
you know, broken records or anything daft like that. Yeah, never really been in the charts. But
you never see them at the top of the like charts of, you know, the gaming charts and stuff like that. They're usually sort of middle road and what have you.
So the fact they're willing to go, well, let's patch these all up, get them on Game Pass, and let people, you know, it doesn't matter if they're in the charts; they're just there in your queue. You know, so that bodes well, I think. Makes you wonder if there'll be a new Skyrim.
Well, this is it. You never know. It'll be another game that I'll probably buy across three different platforms and only go to the first village and then think, no. I can't get into it. My thing would be, right, and this would be a great little thing, and I don't know if they do it, is if they had like a option on your Game Pass options to automatically download specific developers' games.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. You can queue it up from the app and stuff, but I don't think there's any automatic, if you see a game from these people, download it or anything.
I think that'd be a good little, thing.
Yeah, I think that's, the app is quite lacking in how you can actually sort through the games. They've got about
A to Z or Z to A.
Yeah, and then four or five generic sort of genres, like action.
Action. You know, adventure, shooter, racing,
you almost want to be able to go, oh, this is online, co-op, RPG games.
And yeah, like when you're buying a pair of jeans, isn't it? You know, you want to be online, able to choose jeans, your waist size. You want to filter by length. And then, you know, filter by what type of cut you want to wear. Yeah. I mean, Stu, do you know what jeans are, yeah?
Yeah, I had them back in the day. They're called Bernies.
Long shorts.
Jorts. Basically.
Yeah. So I think there is definitely room for improvement on that front, just to make it a bit more accessible. And you know, if this catalogue keeps growing, you're not really going to be able to see what's there unless you're looking for something in particular.
This is it. And it is only going to get bigger. That's the thing.
Yeah, in theory. I mean, games do leave, but the first party stuff never does. So that's always going to grow, isn't it? So.
The games don't leave very often, though. Not in comparison to what gets added.
No, that's true. No, that is true.
It's never like, here's five games for you. We're going to take five off you.
Yeah,
like I saw Game Pass. It was like 8 1 week. And then it was nothing for like 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And then another week rolled around and it was like one. But then it came back like a couple of weeks later. It was like, what happened?
Yeah, look, it's all these different deals, I suppose, going on behind the scenes. Like Dishonored 2 was due to leave. It was announced to leave Game Pass. And then they bought them. And they just left it on.
They went, actually, no, we're just going to buy them. We'll just buy them to keep it.
We don't want it to leave Game Pass. We'll buy them.
Well, yeah, that's a big stream.
Yeah.
I realise I may have gone slightly green. Just to let you know. It's only because I've just opened the Xbox app on the PC in the background. And it's like massive on my screen. But yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed though with this like recent... what's it called? The recent games. I mean, I haven't tried Drake Hollow or Kathy Rain, A Detective Is Born.
Drake Hollow is PC selection.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see if it says about any of them leaving. That was all. That was kind of what I was.
Hogan says, don't worry, you're green, Jay's blurry, and there's a Pikachu.
This is it. Hey, there's nothing wrong with a Pikachu. That's how we feel, because don't forget there's a Welsh guy over there as well.
Yeah, I'm here.
yeah, the Pikachu is because of how we feel about just being three of us.
Yeah, Drake Hollow, Kathy Ray, Night of the Woods, Halo 3.
Ugh.
Company Heroes 2 is...
I had a little chuckle to myself today. I bought a Monster Energy drink today and it was one of the Halo Infinite ones.
Yeah, because you can queue up all your loot boxes or something daft, can't you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Made me laugh. It's like, yeah, we don't know when this is coming out, but get our energy drink.
Yeah, because you can still redeem the codes, I think, and they're there when the game launches. But yeah, they clearly had some marketing going.
Right. Yeah. I think Monster jumped the gun there slightly. But yeah, it's just been one of those weird weeks in terms of gaming news. And like you said right at the beginning, Jay, what actually is the PlayStation 5 capable of?
No one will ever know.
No, exactly. I don't think we actually know like when it actually is released as well. I'm going to sit here, I'm going to unbox it. I'll have it there. I'll unbox it. I'll put it on my desk. And then I'll be like, okay.
So, someone even pointed out online that you assume a lot of stuff is there because that's what you're used to.
Yeah.
So, for example, they've not even announced whether it will have Netflix on, just as a random example.
Yeah.
You assume it will because everything has Netflix on.
Yeah.
But then you remember when the Switch came out and it didn't have Netflix on. So then you think,
yeah,
will it have Netflix on? You know, it's simple stuff like that that you think, well, obviously it'll do that. But actually, will you don't know that it will do that. There's a good chance it will do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, just tell us. What
and
it
the,
does,
the other thing as well is Astrobot's thing going to come preloaded?
Yes.
So it'll be on there already. Not one of these like placeholder things that when you click on it, it then activates a download.
No, I believe it is a preloaded on right. your device thing.
So and I'm hoping you can uninstall it. So a bit of a U2 then, are they?
Like when they drop that album on everyone's iPhones or whatever it was.
Yeah, on every iDevice, I think it was. It was something wow. like bonkers. Yeah. Like,
but yeah, so that's going to be on there. I'd imagine you'll be able to uninstall it. Because personally, I'll probably play it a bit. I liked the VR one, the Astrobot VR one.
Yeah, it was quite good.
And, you know, I'll probably enjoy it and then go, yeah, that's fine, uninstall it. And that's that. But it's neat to have a little freebie, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Coggins has said, I find it interesting that a lot of PS4 exclusives have now come onto PC as well. So how exclusive will PS games be in the future? Yeah, but, I mean, Horizon has PC been out 3 years.
Yeah.
Horizon has been out for 3 years. It's not like it came out on the same day onto PC. I have no issues with the Xbox exclusives coming out, you know, a few years later onto a PC.
It's a different market, I think. That's the thing. We've said this before. Yep. I think it's hard to compare PC and console because they're very different beasts aimed at very different people. I think, you know, Horizon, whilst that's on PC, and Death Stranding's on PC, I'd still call that a PlayStation exclusive, personally.
Well, it's a console exclusive, isn't it? That's where they've moved now. They've moved to... I'm being distracted.
Gears 5 is to me an Xbox exclusive, even though it's on PC, because it's just a different market, really, isn't it? That's how I always look at it.
Well, it's the console wars, isn't it? It's not the gaming wars.
Yeah.
Although it should be.
Nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a fanboy on this podcast with us.
Yeah. Although he's got a Switch, hasn't he?
When was the last time he turned it on? The Switch, that is.
Yeah, just trying to think. A couple of weeks ago, had to go with Rocket League.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Lots
because it's now cross play and everything, cross progression with Steam, so I got all my stuff on it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it run well on a Switch?
It's horrendous on a Switch.
Really? I enjoyed it on the Switch. Maybe you just need to get good.
Yeah.
Get good.
But like,
get good. Get good.
Because I use it on the smaller screen, it's so pixelated.
Get good.
I guess it's because I'm not used to the pixel. I don't know. But it's a different way of looking at it. I don't know. I was nowhere near as good on a Switch than I was on my PC.
What if I'm already bad at it?
Oh, you're not going to be affected by it.
I'm already bad and I see the difference.
I feel that we're going to have to do a private matches Rocket League evening.
That'd be fun.
With the Thumb Culture people.
Yeah, I do really enjoy Rocket League. I'm just not.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun. I absolutely love it. I have been taking to playing Rocket League after I've been like playing like on Sunday, I think it was. I was playing a game, I can't remember what I was at, and then I went and played Rocket League. And yeah, it's just so much fun.
Yeah, it did knack my Elgato the other day.
It did, yes. Yes, it
only
did.
Only that game.
Yeah, bizarrely. But yeah, it's been a good week. We've got some good content as well coming to the website and to the YouTube. There is a new video coming out on Thursday, I'm hoping, which is going to be a good one. Nice video review from our resident video review expert, Game On Scorpio. Some of my content may be involved. Shinigi. Good game, a really good game coming out this week. To be fair, actually, the game's out today, so I don't think I'll be hurt or spanked by saying it's for the Survivalists by Team 17, which is a very good game. It's very fun. It is very fun. We are going through some changes at Thumb Culture. Not bad changes, good changes. And we've had some good hits and impressions on the old website and on Google. So yeah, you know,
that's a good traffic last 28 days.
I always find it funny that it's 28 days. I mean, obviously, I know it's 4 weeks. So it's easier to like 4 week blocks, but
it's just 28 days. It's like
28 days later.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
But I think that. Unless you guys have got anything else that you desperately need to talk about. Gaming related, obviously. No. I don't want to know about your ailments.
No.
And we all know that Stu has many, many ailments.
I've had to have emergency dental work days. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you're not dribbling everywhere, which is good.
That's a good start.
They didn't... They get this because of COVID. They weren't allowed to use any drills or needles, so they had to put a temporary filling on without anything. It was a little uncomfortable, but they got it on then.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too when they said that.
Did they just like throw it at you from like distance?
They might as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
They've just super glued a Lego brick in your mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just
one of those Lego stud.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit there, and they're like, just done it on that side. Okay.
You're like, thanks then. Yeah, thanks. I waited this long. I could have got some cement out of the garden and done it myself.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 Oh.
There you go.
At least you haven't done any gardening this week.
Ah, no. I need to invest in some trousers before I do that next.
Trousers? Jesus.
Yeah.
Serious stuff.
It is serious stuff.
All you're doing is pulling up weeds.
No, I actually took down 6 trees. I got another 2 more to go. Unless...
With his bare hands, I hasten to add. He's, you know, these crazy Welsh people. Just went and like grabbed it and ripped it out of the ground. Roots and all.
Pretty much. Yep. Spread out.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, how about yourself, Jay? Anything to add?
I've announced my next Twitch series.
You have, haven't you?
With a lovely Photoshop that I always do.
I enjoyed that. The Resident Evil 3 make.
Yeah, I've got that to do.
Which the image has also seemed quite scary, which is kind of...
Well, I am, on a personal level, I'm taking the rest of this week off streaming. But I am going to return, possibly on Sunday, with Resident Evil 7. And I am going to shit my pants.
I never played a Resident Evil game.
I am not a fan of scary games in the slightest. So as you can imagine, it is going to be real fun.
I'm one of those weird desensitized people. I was going to say nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to be like that.
I don't know why. I mean, I've always watched.
Because you have no soul. Things,
it's probably it. Probably it is.
Yeah, your soul is as dark as the night.
Black as the charcoals of hell.
Coggins hates horror, apparently. Yeah. Did you know that, Jay?
Count Coggins and Frank and Pim are often doing little horror game playthroughs, and Coggins is... probably the biggest wimp I've ever seen.
But he's got Franken in his name.
Yeah, so Count Coggins is one of them, and Frank and Pim's the other one. and they play horror games and they're both big girls.
Yeah. Be prepared, Jay, because I think I might challenge for the for you that. Did you see my VR of Alien Isolation? Alien.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't even see the alien and I literally hid in a corner.
Yeah.
Just saying. But anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us this evening. We will be getting this out as soon as we can and going across all of your podcasting apps. And we are having fun, I think.
Yeah, three listens from Amazon Podcasts from the last episode.
There we go.
Which, for the first one on there, we had three listens. I was well impressed.
Yeah.
How was listens from Amazon?
At least three next time,
otherwise
they
will
run.
Yeah. 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 If they're like zero from Amazon Podcasts, it'd be like, great. Yeah, great, great. Cheers then, cheers then. But if you want to come and join our Discord, please feel free. Oh, that's great. There we go. Oh, I just posted it twice. There we go. So good. Posted it twice.
You only need to join it once, though.
Yeah, you just have to join it once. Don't join it twice. It's fine. We don't need that many duplicate accounts. We are also on Twitter. Feel free to check us out on Twitter. Drop us a follow over there. And if you want to know any information about the charity stuff that we do, there's the charity link. Elgato's Stream Deck's handy. And that's it. That's it. No more. But, yep, we have been Thumb Culture. And we will see you again next time for another TC Talks podcast. Take it easy.
Bye. Bye.